one American at a time.
And we are back for hour number two of The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're here every Sunday from 2 to 4 Pacific, 4 to 6 Central Time with the good news about health and vitality that says we can have it all if we understand how the human body works. And I have dedicated my life to helping people understand the body and understand that it's not a prescription drug process. Healing is not a prescription drug process. It's a natural process. As Hippocrates said, natural forces within us are the true healers of disease. I want you guys to know and love the body like I do. When you love someone, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife, a kid, dog, whatever, you want everyone to get to know that which you love. And I love the human body, and I want every one of us to get to know the human body. I have a way of seeing the body that I've developed over the last 30 years. And if you have questions about the body, if you've got questions about health issues or health challenges that you or a loved one face, I encourage you to give me a call at 800-259-5791 and let's connect the dots. Let's get down to the bottom, the brass tacks of what our disease states are. And it's not that complicated usually. It's usually based on something I call the triangle of disease, the three systems that are always, always, always at the root of our physical complaints. The three systems, the causes of disease. I like focusing on the causes of disease. I know the medical model will tell you about symptoms. Symptoms are like, you know, aspen trees are like symptoms. Aspen trees are all over, but they all have one root at the bottom. So if you look at aspen trees, it looks like there's a bunch of trees, but if you look at the bottom, there's one root, and that's how our symptoms relate to our disease states. Our disease states are like the roots, but the symptoms are like a bunch of trees, and if you try to attack the symptoms, it's just going to pop up somewhere else. You need to attack the root. The root of disease is what I call the triangle of disease. The digestive system slash immune system at the top. Remember, the large majority of the immune system is located in the digestive system. So at the apex of our triangle of disease, you will find the digestive slash immune system. All disease begins at the gut, as Hippocrates also said. The other two points of our triangle, the blood sugar insulin system and the adrenal system. That is the triangle of disease. Digestive immune on the top, blood sugar insulin to the left, and adrenal system to the right. The triangle of disease. Last week we talked quite a bit, and we talked quite a bit about the digestive system a lot on this program, and given its primacy in how disease is formed and how wellness takes shape, we will continue to focus on the digestive slash immune system in the coming weeks. And, of course, we'll be talking about the adrenal and the insulin connection, the blood sugar insulin connection as well. But today I want to talk about the thyroid. Before I start talking about the thyroid, we got to clear up some terms. If you have a thyroid problem or you know anybody who has a thyroid problem, the subject can be confusing. So there's some terms that we want to clear up. And those are TSH, T4, T3, T2, and T1. TSH, T4, T3, T2, T1. Those are the five terms that we want to know about if we're going to start to understand thyroid health. TSH is the triggering hormone that sends a message to the thyroid that says, hey, we need some thyroid hormone. And then T4, T3, T2, and T1 are basically your thyroid hormones. But the most important of the thyroid hormones is something called T3. Now, if you're on thyroid, if you have a thyroid problem, you may have been on Armour thyroid. And till very recently, I would tell you that Armour thyroid was the way to go as far as medicating the thyroid. I'm not a big believer in Synthroid or Cytomel and these synthetic thyroid hormones. The drug companies love synthetic hormones. The body does not love synthetic hormones, and consequently, many people who are on synthetic thyroid hormones are less than satisfied with the results, and that's understandable. So until very recently, they could get Armour thyroid, which was ground up thyroid gland. But in the last couple of years, there's been a shortage of Armour thyroid, and now the FDA has stepped in and they're causing problems for the people who make Armour thyroid. So pretty soon, you're not even going to be able to get the good stuff, the Armour thyroid. So it behooves us all, especially if we have thyroid problems, specific problems that affect the thyroid, to understand how we can take care of the thyroid gland without having to turn to pharmaceutical solutions. The thyroid The thyroid gland is in the front part of the neck. It's just under your Adam's apple, and it's actually one of the body's largest glands. It weighs between a half an ounce to an ounce. It's your body's metabolic gland. It makes things happen. The thyroid gland produces thyroid hormone, which is the juice that makes things happen in the body. Metabolism is just a big word that means chemical reactions. And thyroid hormone is important for every single one of the chemical reactions, the countless chemical reactions in the body. The thyroid gland produces a hormone that increases the speed of chemical reactions. Let me say that again because that's extremely important to understand. The thyroid gland produces a hormone that increases the speed of chemical reactions, all chemical reactions. Do you know all vertebrate animals, all animals with a spine produce thyroid hormone? Even fish and frogs use thyroid hormone. Anyway, the thyroid must be functioning correctly for the zillions and zillions and zillions of chemical reactions to work correctly. Every cell in the body responds to thyroid hormone. It is absolutely vital. And that's why there are so many different signs that indicate a poorly functioning thyroid. And that's why correct diagnosis of a thyroid problem requires noting comprehensive symptomology. All of the symptoms. Hair loss, really dry skin, really dry hair, dry brittle nails, tongue scalloping. That's where you have little scoops coming out of the side. It looks like a scallop, like a scooper has scooped out little pieces of your tongue. That's one of the signs of thyroid problem. It's called scalloped tongue. Muscle pain, extreme fatigue, moodiness, depression, being light or fuzzy-headed, sensitivity to cold or chronically cold hands and feet, inappropriate weight gain if you can't lose weight but you're exercising, heavy or frequent periods, plantar fasciitis, which is a pain in the bottom, in the soles of your feet or in your heels. That can also be a sign of hypothyroidism. Constipation, heart palpitations. You can see that the symptomology that is reflective of a thyroid problem covers every part of the body. Sometimes people will feel a full sensation or a sensitive sensation in the neck area. Sometimes hypothyroidism will show up as a raspy or hoarse voice. What you want to look for are combinations of symptoms. These are called symptom constellations. We have multiple symptoms, and if you notice them, multiple symptoms, a constellation, you're at risk. It's like a big old detective game, a whodunit mystery, where the symptoms are the clues and the crime is the illness. In a healthy system, the way it's supposed to work is like this. The brain decides thyroid hormone needs to be made, so it sends a message, a chemical message called TSH, which stands for thyroid stimulating hormone, TSH. The brain will send a message to the thyroid, which then makes T4, which is inactive thyroid hormone, and has to be activated to T3. It's actually active, but very weakly active. And it has to be, the T4 has to be activated to T3. And this is a very, very, very important point. Because doctors will sometimes check T4 levels and say, oh, your T4 levels are fine. But what's happening is the T3 is not being formed. The active form of thyroid is not being formed. So that's why it's important to understand what people are testing for, what the doctors are testing for, if you suspect you have a thyroid problem. TSH, T4, T3, these are the things that get tested for. T1 and T2 aren't tested for, and those are kind of recent additions to the thyroid list, the thyroid hormone list. Those are actually supportive hormones. The drugs they give you, by the way, the drugs they give you are synthetic T4. Most of the drugs are synthetic T4. Now, sometimes they'll throw in a little synthetic T3. Cytomel and Thyrolar are examples of T4 with T3. All synthetic, not the real stuff. And, of course, there's the old standby, which is Synthroid. In pharmacy school, they told us people have a... And this was 30 years ago, 25 years ago. They told us people are very dissatisfied with Synthroid because it's hard to make Synthroid hormone, and people don't get great results with Synthroid, and doctors are constantly adjusting the doses. Then there's, of course, the stuff that people were calling armor thyroid, which is really just dried pig thyroid gland, dried and ground up. Giving dried animal glands to patients has a long history. It started with Chinese medicine, and practitioners of Chinese medicine sometimes dispense pancreas or heart or thymus. And they say, and you'll have to form your own opinion about this, but they say that you get active components like hormone and nutritional factors in the glandular tissue. They say you get support for your own glands, and that's the theory behind glandular medicine. In any case, Armour Thyroid or desiccated pig thyroid contains both T3 and T4 and all the other thyroid hormones that we just talked about. All right, we got to take a break. We'll finish up our discussion on thyroid hormone and take your calls at 800-259-5791. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com, and you can sign up for the longevity products on the bottom of the blog if you're interested. We'll be back right after this with more good health information about the thyroid.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10. Or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And And welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Thanks for joining us today on the Genesis Communication Network and on KSAV via the internet and also the ZBS radio network. We're talking about thyroid health, T1, T2, T3, T4, TSH, all the thyroid acronyms. And hopefully before the end of the hour, I'm going to cover the latest new fad disease, NAFLD. I'm not going to tell you what that stands for. You got to listen in. We'll talk about that hopefully before we wind down the program today. But before we continue our discussion about thyroid, we've got Kim in Orlando who wants to talk to us. What's up, Kim?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fuchs. You're wonderful. And
thank
I'm trying
you.
To get people to listen to you as well. I'll try to be quick. So
how did you hear? How did you hear about the program?
I first heard you on Alex Jones, like most of the people did, and then I followed you after that on your own show.
Oh, good. How can I help you today, ma'am?
Very dear friend. She's about 65, 66, and she had a pain in her leg after moving a piece of furniture and thinking it was just a cramp or something, but then it got worse, and she went to the doctor, and she had a lot of pain, so they gave her a shot, and then she went back to him because she had more pain after the shot. And he said she has POLYMYALGIA rheumatica.
I love that. I love that. You know what that means?
And they told her that there is no known cause. I don't believe.
Let me tell you what that means, polymyalgia, right? You know what she has? She has a pain in her muscle. That's like saying when you go to the doctor for a headache and he says, well, you have headachus painis. Well, yeah. It's like the diagnosis is a description of what she has. It doesn't tell you anything. Polymyalgia simply means she has pain. Pain in the muscle. Myo means muscle. Alga means pain. That doesn't help. The problem is, why does she have pain, okay? What's going on? If there is a muscle pain, chances are there's an inflammation. If there's an inflammation, there's two ways it can happen. Number one, it can happen mechanically, like she can fall or she can bruise it, like hit it, kind of bruise it. If that's the case, then it's just going to heal itself. However, given that she's 57 years old and given that it's inside her system, I'm suspecting that there's some kind of inflammatory issue that's going on systemically. There's some kind of inflammation that's happening through the system. And once again, whenever you have something that's inflaming the system, you have an immune issue. The inflammatory system and the immune issue and the immune system are basically the same system. You want to backtrack it to where is something getting into the body inappropriately. You see the theme that runs through all of our disease states. Something is getting into the body inappropriately. And there's only three places that happens: the skin, the respiratory tract, or the digestive system. Given the poor way we eat in this culture, it should be should come as no surprise to anybody that more often than not, when there is an inflammation somewhere or an immune activation somewhere, it's coming in through the digestive system. So here's what I would do for your friend, okay? You said it's a friend of yours or family member?
It's a friend, and I said 66 years old, not 56.
Okay, 66. Okay, 66, you know. So if she has some kind of condition that's been percolating at age 66, it's pretty much going to show up by the age of 66, no matter how healthy you are or how robust you are. So what I'd want to ask her is, first of all, about her digestive symptomology. I'd want to focus on her digestive symptomology. Is there any digestive issues? Okay, that's the first thing. Now, I don't know how well you know her, but would you know that, or is something you have to ask her?
She does have diabetes, but she's not insulin dependent.
Okay, and well, diabetes. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
They gave her the diagnosis. They said the only method of treatment is prednisone. They put her
never. Prednisone's emergency measure only. It's not a treatment. It's an emergency measure. So here's what you want to do. First of all, the diabetes needs to be corrected. So diabetes will cause a problem with the extremities that will show up in the 50s or 60s. What happens with diabetes is, because sugar is not being controlled, you get these little mini sugar explosions. And the mini sugar explosions will affect the lower extremities, the legs, the bottoms of the legs, the arms, the hands, the toes, the fingers, the extremities, and also the eyes. So you have to handle the diabetes, the sugar explosions. Diabetes is one of the simplest disease states to treat. You simply have to strengthen the insulin and you have to reduce the sugar load. So I would tell you that there's probably some digestive symptomology there. So we'll go back to our triangle of disease. Correct digestive symptomology first and foremost. That means if she notices any digestive symptoms, and again, sometimes we don't notice them, so you have to pay attention. When you notice digestive symptoms, jot down in a little notebook what kind of food you ate, and eliminate the digestive triggers. Then strengthen the digestive system with the probiotics, glutamine, zinc, essential fatty acids. These are all supplements for the digestive tract. And then for the diabetes. And I want everybody, there's a lot of folks who have blood sugar problems, and it's unfortunate because it's very easy to treat. So you're going to eliminate the foods that spike the insulin, and that's fruit juice, which is a big problem, especially in Florida, because everybody thinks orange juice is a good food. By the way, did you see the new Tropicana that comes in a clear bottle? Have you seen that, the commercials for that? Bad idea. You never want your sugars and your fruit juices in clear bottles because of they're very light. The nutrients are very light sensitive. So anyway, so you want to eliminate all the sugars, and she wants to take supplements that help strengthen the blood sugar system. One of the most important supplements for strengthening the blood sugar system, if not the most important supplement, is chromium and vanadium. Chromium and vanadium. Now, you're not going to find them in foods, really, but chromium and vanadium are super important for anybody who has blood sugar problems. If you use the longevity products, which I recommend, get the Sweet Ease, which contains both chromium and vanadium. If not, go to the health food store and find yourself some chromium and vanadium supplements. And then the B vitamins are very important for blood sugar as well. So our strategy for your friend is going to be to correct digestive problems and then correct blood sugar problems. She may have some adrenal issues going on there, but we don't want to complicate the matter too much. So forget the prednisone. That is bad, bad medicine. Prednisone further suppresses her immune system and will make all immune issues even worse. And it's never a good idea to suppress the immune system. How dare a doctor tell somebody who has diabetes to take prednisone? How do medical people live with themselves? I'm sorry to get all upset with that, but that just.
Yeah, and she had so much pain on the low dose. He upped the dose. Then her blood sugar shot up to 175 with the high dose.
Well, she should be. That's just terrible medicine. Man, we got to take a break. But to have your friend correct any digestive problems, have her correct the blood sugar. It's very important she corrects the blood sugar. Get off of all insulin-spiking foods, the breads, the pastas, the rice, the potatoes, the corn, the fruit juice, cakes, candy, obviously. And then take the chromium, vanadium, and the B vitamins to support the diabetes, the blood sugar system. There's other supplements too. Magnesium is very important for blood sugar. Zinc is very important for blood sugar. And then all the digestive supplements as well. The probiotics will go a long way. In fact, if you want to do just one thing, you should probably not just do one thing. But if you want to do just one thing, get her on a good probiotic supplement, and that will go a long way towards helping quiet down the inflammation and the immune issues. Okay?
Thank you. You're wonderful.
Thank you so much for calling from Orlando, Florida, and thanks for being a new listener. All right, we got to take a break. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll continue our discussion about thyroid health and take your phone calls as well at 800-259-5791. Check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. If you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, sign up at the bottom, and we'll be sending you newsletters if you put your email down there too. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm Ben Fuchs. We'll be back right after this.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to check out my blog, pharmacistben.com. And if you want to sign up at the bottom of the blog to get more information about the longevity products, or if you want to join me in my mission to help inform the world about the power of nutritional supplementation and the unbelievable healing properties of the human body, I encourage you to do that. There's a sign-up form at the bottom of the blog, pharmacistben.com. And if you want to send me an email, ben@ksco.com. It does take me a while. Sometimes I get over 100 emails a week, and sometimes it takes me a while to get back to everybody, but I will get back to you. And if I don't, if feel free to send me another email and remind me. You could put second notice there in the subject heading, and you'll get some attention. Ben at ksco.com. We're talking about the thyroid, and we've been talking a lot today about autoimmune issues. You know, when you have an autoimmune disease, that simply means the body is attacking itself. Let me tell you what happens when you start to have immune activation problems in the body. Over time, you have lots of dead cells because the body's attacking specific structures inside itself, and cells are dying. And then when cells die, they leak out poisons, and there's all kinds of toxins floating around. And ultimately, this can cause a problem of stagnation inside the body. This stagnation is really where disease, and ultimately it's where death comes from. So one of the most important things you could do if you have an autoimmune issue or any immune activation, in addition to figuring out what is triggering the immune system, is to improve circulation, especially lymphatic circulation. Your lymph system is the poison system. That's the system that drains all the poisons out of the body, and it depends on movement, exercise, muscle movement. It depends on you moving around. One of the best things you could do to keep the lymph fluid moving, to keep the immune toxins from pooling up and causing stagnation, is to get on a treadmill or a rebounder. Or you know what else you could do? Put some music on and dance. Dance real crazy. Just the movement of dancing. Crazy dancing. The movement of crazy dancing will speed up the transport of lymphatic poisons and improve any kind of immune condition that you may have. Simply dancing, moving, playing, exercising, a very important strategy for helping with any kind of immune activation, especially if it's been occurring for a long period of time. All right, back to our discussion about thyroid. Before the last break, we were talking about armor thyroid, desiccated pig thyroid. It contains both T3 and T4, as well as the other hormones, T1 and T2, and I have seen good results from Armour Thyroid. The problem is, the last couple of years, it's been difficult to get Armour Thyroid, and people who have been taking Armour Thyroid for a long period of time are reporting that the Armour Thyroid is not working as well as it used to, and that could be because the people who make Armour Thyroid actually changed the formula, and they changed the formula because of some squawking that the FDA did, and now it's even hard to get Armour Thyroid in its new formulation. So you're going to want to figure out how to deal with your thyroid in a drug-free fashion if you're on Armour Thyroid, even if you've been satisfied with your Armour Thyroid. Thyroid disorders have been called a hidden epidemic because while they're not as basic as our triangle of disease, which is the digestive immune system, the adrenal system, and the blood sugar system, it is many times a secondary dysfunction that arises from the triangle of disease and then shows up as many other health conditions, as we talked about earlier. So you've got the triangle of disease, which is always at the bottom of all your diseases. The triangle of disease is always at the bottom of your symptoms. So the triangle of disease can sometimes lead to a secondary problem, which is thyroid health, and then you have your symptoms. Doesn't always happen. Some people will just go right to the symptoms without the thyroid. But if you have a thyroid problem, that's like in between the triangle of disease and your symptoms. So dry skin, hair, dry nails, brittle nails. Sometimes people will get vertical lines in their nails. Chronic fatigue, depression, moodiness, hair loss of sex drive. If you suddenly gain weight, even though you're dieting, and if you're exercising but you just can't lose weight, chances are you've got some kind of thyroid dysfunction that is lurking in the background. That's why thyroid disease has been called the main cause of the riddle of illness, which is actually a title of a book on hypothyroidism by Dr. Stephen Langer. It's one of the classics of hypothyroidism, the riddle of illness. There's another more insidious disease, or insidious reason why thyroid disease is referred to as a hidden epidemic. And by the way, there are 20 million thyroid sufferers in the United States, but 13 million of them are undiagnosed. And again, that's because the thyroid hormone chemical isn't really the problem. It's the effects at the cell level where it's supposed to be working. See, thyroid hormone has to work inside a cell. So if you have a problem with your cells, and specifically with the cell membrane, you could have a thyroid problem that will not show up in a test. So if you have unhealthy cells, you could have a thyroid, a de facto thyroid problem, even though it's really a cell problem. And it won't show up on the tests. And you'll just have all these complaints, and the doctor will say, well, I'm sorry, but your tests are normal. Forget normal tests. Always go by your symptomology. In fact, if you want to do a good test, and you don't want to go to the doctor, and this is a way better test than any blood test for the thyroid, do something called the basal thermometer test. And that's where you get yourself a basal thermometer. Now, a basal thermometer is a thermometer that's more specific than a regular old thermometer. It measures temperature by 1/10 as opposed to 2/10, which is what a regular thermometer does. So you get yourself a basal thermometer, and first thing in the morning, before you get out of bed, you take your armpit temperature. You put the basal thermometer under your armpit and don't move. Don't even shake down the thermometer. Shake down the thermometer the night before, because just the movement of shaking down the thermometer can change the measurement. So you do a basal thermometer measurement, put the basal thermometer under your armpit for a couple of minutes, 3-4 minutes, and then it should be somewhere between 97.4 and 98.2, somewhere in there. And you want to do it a couple days in a row and just see what your average is. If you're running low, you got a thyroid problem more than likely, no matter what the tests say. So don't pay any attention to the tests. And don't worry if your doctor says, oh, you're normal, but you got the symptoms and you have a low basal thermometer test, you probably got a thyroid problem. Let me tell you something else about the thyroid that's very interesting. The thyroid uses iodine, but if it doesn't have iodine, it will try to find things that look like iodine. And two elements that look like iodine to the body but are not iodine are fluoride and bromine. Okay, fluoride and bromine look to the body like iodine. So when you're deficient in iodine, the thyroid gland will pick up fluoride, which everybody gets plenty of, or it will pick up bromine. Now, where do you get bromine from? Bromine comes from brominated flour. And about 30 years ago, actually about 40 years ago in the 1970s, people who made flour and flour products started using bromine in their flour as a bleaching agent. If you have deficiencies in iodine because you're not supplementing or not eating correctly, chances are your thyroid is being loaded up with fluoride or bromine. Now, this becomes very important if you decide that you're going to start to supplement with iodine. And everybody should think about supplementing with iodine. By the way, Dr. David Brownstein has some great books on how important it is to supplement with iodine. Iodine is extremely important for thyroid health, but you know, iodine is also important for breast health. In fact, if I was a woman, I would be making absolutely sure I was taking iodine as a supplement, because it's one of the best ways to protect yourself from female cancers. But if you start to supplement with iodine, something very interesting will happen. If you have not had iodine for a long period of time, but you've had fluoride and you've been eating a lot of brominated flour products, and I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 800-259-5791 is the number. We'll be back with more good health information right after this. Don't go away.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol, because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods
and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side for one last segment on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks for joining us today. 800-259-5791 is the number if you want to get on board. My blog is pharmacistben.com. And if you want to join me in my mission to help spread the word about the gospel of nutrition, the good news about nutritional supplementation and dietary strategies, you can sign up for the my longevity newsletter, which I'll be starting to send it out next week. My first issue will go out. I encourage you to sign up at the bottom of pharmacistben.com. If you want to send me an email, it's ben@ksco.com. Philip in Santa Cruz, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Ben, how you doing?
Long time, no talk to.
I've not missed one of your shows.
I appreciate that.
So I'm listening there, so you got a fan out there. So anyway, I've been loving the show on the thyroid. Anyway, just to have some more questions. My son in the last few months has developed a lazy eye, and okay. We've been treating it with kelp iodine for his eye. It gives him a little bit of relief for a while, and he does the eye patches and all that stuff. And we know that he got, severely traumatized on that side of the face, but that's not the eye. It's his good eye that's going lazy on him. So he's been treating it the best he can. He gets a relief for a few days, taking the kelp iodine, some other supplements and stuff, but he doesn't seem to get any lasting results from it. Is there any suggestions?
Well, I'm curious. Well, like, tell me about the kelp iodine. How does that? What made you think of that?
For what I got from reading on it and like different types of thyroid systems, when he went through all the drug stuff, did a lot of depletion on his system. And he did not have enough iodine in his system. And that was one of our immediate things we noticed. Is when we started the treatment, he got some immediate relief, but it didn't hold very long.
How has
that
he,
was
how,
just from what I got off. got off the net, and I figured since you're off on the thyroid and iodine, I thought you might be there, maybe more dosage, I don't know. But he just gets relieved from it for a couple of days, and then it comes right back.
Does he have any of the other symptoms of thyroid disorder? Dry skin?
No, not that we can tell. We just figured, no, his skin is clear and bright.
Okay.
I keep saying it's too much computer stuff, and he's just stressed out by school. And he says it happens late in the afternoon. And then we try to treat it the best we can. I figured we're talking about it. Maybe this, I have no idea where to go at this point. Next
you know
step,
what I would do?
To the doctor. What?
I would do exercises, eye patch exercises. Have
He's
you done any of that?
He's already doing that. He's already ahead of that. That was the first thing he did.
And did it help?
No, it didn't. Actually, we started with the calpiodine and gave him the most relief, but it only lasted for a little while.
Well, that's
like
interesting.
2-3 days, and it came right back.
That's interesting that now you say kelp iodine or kelp?
No, kelp iodine, you know, the little drops.
Yes,
I think you made mention
yes.
on the show. And we
right.
started using that for your teeth and brushing. And I read on the thing, we were doing some search that said, try that out and gave it a shot and it seemed to help. It seemed to help a lot.
Does he have any signs, any weird muscle cramping or twitching or anything like that?
Off and on, but
I would be focusing on conduction, neural conduction. It sounds like it could be a conductivity issue. And so when you have conductivity issues where you have twitches or sometimes it'll happen in the legs, they call it restless leg syndrome. Whenever you have any of those issues, you're looking at electroconductivity, and there's two directions you want to take. One is with nutrients that support conductivity, and there's three main ones, electrolytes, which I'm sure you know what those are, magnesium, calcium, those kinds of things, the B vitamins, and then essential fatty acids, and those are supplements. Those are supplements that support conductivity, and then there's absorption of those nutrients. And absorption of fats are always a little tricky because fats are not as easy to absorb as the water soluble nutrients. So you may want to consider anything that helps with the absorption of essential fatty acids and bile salts and digestive enzymes, those kinds of things. And then you may also want to consider liquid, if you're not already doing it, liquid electrolytes and liquid B vitamins, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. In fact, that would be the first thing I would do is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in liquid format. Do high doses of it and see if that helps. And see if it helps with the twitching. Anything that will help with the twitching may also help with that lazy eye, because I'm guessing there's something to do with electroconductivity, and that's B vitamins, electrolytes, and essential fatty acids.
Well, that's one of the reasons I call you, so talking about thyroid, it gives them some relief, but not a lot. You know, and that was the only thing that was sort of weird, and then it comes right back. But you've given us some other suggestions.
Conductivity.
He's on about 3/4 left. Yeah. So we'll
good deal,
try some more of the electrolytes and get everything. But actually, enjoying you thoroughly.
Thank you,
Philip. Keep going.
Thank you,
okay,
buddy. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for calling. Love talking to Philip. Philip has taught me a lot about nutrition, about silica and a few other things. So thanks so much for calling. I love my smart listeners. All right, 800-259-5791 is the number. We're not going to get a chance to finish up on thyroid health. We'll finish it up next week, but I do want to talk about a couple of things. And before we went to the last break, I talked about fluoride and bromine. Of course, fluoride comes from the water, and bromine comes from brominated flour. It's a bleaching agent. In the last 40 years, our ingestion of bromine as a country has increased dramatically because about 40 years ago, bakers started to figure out that they could put bromine in flour to bleach it. So if we're eating flour products, chances are we're getting a lot of bromine. In conjunction with iodine deficiency, fluoride and bromine can cause tremendous problems for the thyroid, because the thyroid gland will try to use the bromine and the fluoride instead of the iodine, which it can't find. Now, here's where it becomes really problematic. If now you listen to this program and you take iodine, and your thyroid gland has been pulling in fluoride and bromine for these many years, it is going to start to dump the bromine and the fluoride into the blood, and you can run into reactions. And this is why some people feel like they are allergic to iodine. You may have heard this. Oh, I'm allergic to iodine. I can't take iodine supplements. Let me tell you something, friends. You cannot be allergic to iodine. You cannot be allergic to something that your body needs critically, and it needs iodine critically for the formation of thyroid hormone. What can happen, however, is once you start taking iodine, you can start to exhibit some of the signs of bromine toxicity. And that's from the bromine that's being knocked off, or the fluoride that's being knocked off of your thyroid after you've been ingesting it for a long period of time. So take iodine supplements if you suspect any thyroid problems, and don't worry about iodine toxicity if somebody told you, or iodine allergenicity if somebody told you you could be allergic to iodine. You cannot be allergic to an essential nutrient, or any essential nutrient. Some people feel like they're allergic to vitamins. You can't be allergic to vitamins either for the same reason. So how do you get your iodine? Well, there's a few different ways to get your iodine. Probably the best way, my favorite way, is a supplement called Iodorol. Now, Iodorol is only available through chiropractors or alternative practitioners, and you can also get it on the net, but you're not going to find it in any health food store, and that's spelled I-O-D-E-R-O-L. It comes in 12.5 milligram tablets, and you start off by taking one tablet a day. You can take three or four tablets a day. I think the company recommends you take no more than four a day, but certainly you can take one or two of them a day. Another way you can get your iodine in supplemental fashion is with something called Lugol Solution, L-U-G-O-L-S, Lugol Solution. Another one is SSKI. SSKI and Lugol Solution taste awful. They're liquid iodine, but they are a good way to get your iodine levels up. SSKI also has the benefit of being helpful for bladder infections, interestingly, because the iodine kills bacteria that can cause UTIs, urinary tract infections, or bladder infections. So you get an extra benefit from SSKI, also from the Lugol Solution as well. And then the last thing I want to say, surprise, surprise, if you have digestive problems, you're not going to be able to activate your thyroid hormone. Thyroid hormone is activated in the digestive system through the liver and to a certain extent through the kidneys as well. So you need to, through the liver and the intestine, the bacteria in the intestine both activate thyroid hormones. So you need a functioning digestive system to activate your thyroid hormone. We're not going to get a chance to finish our discussion on thyroid hormone, but we'll continue our discussion on thyroid on our next program. Real quick from Santa Cruz, let's see if we can finish up with a question. How can I help you today, ma'am?
I've had pneumonia three times this year. The first time I almost literally died. It was so bad. I was on a respirator for a week. And it just got through with my third bout of it, and I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Now, I'll tell you what you're doing wrong. Something is getting into your immune system is being compromised, and I can probably guess that you have something going on in your digestive system too. Yes, no?
Yes, a lot of vomiting.
Okay. Now, you guys see how this is all connected? When you have an immune problem, back it to the digestive system. Ma'am, we're going to run out of time, and I really want to help you out. Why don't you send me an email at ben@ksco.com, and then put your phone number in there, and I'll call you, and
all
we can
right,
talk on the phone.
You.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you guys see how this works? If you have an immune problem, if you have immune symptomology, please, my friends, backtrack it to the digestive system. If you think that you've done everything for your digestive system, you probably haven't, because that's how our brains work. We delete things. Things that happen all the time we don't notice. Gosh, that's all we have time for today. I have so much I want to tell you about. Hope you'll listen again. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to our callers. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You've been listening to The Bright Side. Send me an email at ben@ksco.com. Check out my blog at pharmacistben.com. We'll talk to y'all later. Have a beautiful week. Bye for now.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.